Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Burp, burp.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's funny how we're getting a lot of... I can't believe that that good 40-year-old boy Puss swears. All
right. I don't know how I've cultivated this persona that I'm
Todd
so squeaky
right,
clean.
Hanging out with us, you know.
I guess, you know. We're
association.
By yeah. comparison.
Yeah, we're right. more potty mouth, and I'm really surprised.
Including Nick. Yeah.
There's not more shaming or judgy stuff when it comes to drunk Todd, but
well,
as you said, I've built
listeners.
A brand.
Yeah, it's a brand.
Todd brand.
Well, Nick was shamed, of all people. Somebody gave Nick a jersey to soften him up and then hand him an AA book. You know?
Maybe
here's your
think
Remington
about
jersey.
It.
Yeah, here's your Remington jersey and here's your AA book. All right.
were you even close to drunk?
Well, I think over a period of time, they listen. Yeah. We talk about a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but but once again.
I don't think it was specific to that night.
Right, compared to us. We lost Dickie Betts, the great Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers. Passed away yesterday. He'd been sick. I remember hearing about that for a while, but only 15 people had him. You know, a little unknown fact, Frank Hannon from Tesla is his son-in-law.
You know? Is that right?
Yeah, I remember our buddy Troy told us that.
How's that?
Then Frank Hannon married Dickie Betts' daughter.
Okay.
That's how that works.
Yeah. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how that happened.
That's too early to put that family tree crap together right now.
Well, son-in-law is not exactly.
Son-in-law, daughter-in-law, that's pretty easy to
figure
out.
That's an easy one, yeah.
I didn't know there was that big age difference. How old was Dickie?
Dickie was 80.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Dickie probably had some. Yeah, that's about right, yeah. Yeah.
That's like 110 in Allman Brothers years.
Yeah,
it really
sure
is.
It sure is. Man.
You're right.
He was amazing. I saw him a couple of times. In fact, I saw him real close at a club years ago.
Ever meet him?
Oh, yeah, I did at that club. It was the Dickie Betts band and the Greg Allman band. And this is before the Allman Brothers got back together, and they both toured together. And that's when I saw Greg Allman completely wasted. I mean, he was just so wasted. And this would have been 87, 86, something like that. I mean, I never saw anybody that wasted walk off stage. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. You know, he played.
It was like Todd wasted on stage?
Yeah, but he played. He played a whole set of Greg Allman.
I'd never
Allman
seen anybody
stuff.
That wasted on stage until last Friday night.
How many people had him, Puss?
15 players had Dickie. Been there, Dunlap, Ben, Dover, Sassel.
Yeah.
Big Massive Dumps, Cornbread Side Piece, Fantan, Girth Brooks, Guess Who Sharted, James's Sweet Z71. Nice car, dude.
Yeah.
Less Tragic When She's Not, Shinigami Butt Mullet, The Rim Reaper, Todd Punzel, Let Down Your Balls, Traffic and Weather After This, and Tyler's Table Peddler.
All right. Congratulations.
No leaderboard change, though. All right. That would be Cowher's free time, still sitting in the lead with four hits.
Sitting. All right.
And two other players, Todd's Fridge Bullet Hole and Colin L. Nutcracker at four hits as well.
All right, congratulations. Yeah, we got our buddies Aaron Weber. Comedian Aaron Weber going to stop in. He's going to bring his feature act, Zach Townsend, in today. They're at the Funny Bone this weekend. Nick's out doing comedy this weekend, too. Where you at,
Nick? Tonight I'll be at Maggie Mae's in Council Bluffs.
Apparently at the live show, I was discussing the tonal snowler eclipse.
Read that email. That's actually a good email, Ty. Yeah, read that email.
I've listened to the show for a long time. I loved hearing you guys in a different space, and most importantly, while impaired. I listen to you guys every week when you are sober.
Yes, we are.
I found the fact that you guys were drinking and getting actively drunk to be super refreshing and funny. I lost it when Todd labored to get out the jumble phrase, tornal snowler eclipse.
I think I shut down eclipse talk right there. I know I did. Yeah, if you listen to that bit, I said, no, we're not doing eclipse stuff at the live show. We're not doing that.
You guys are human. No shame in being human. Love you guys.
We're human, that's for sure.
Keep on bludgeoning. That's from Backwards Todd and the Turd Seekers.
All right. And you have the Tracy email. Tracy is a single mom. I like to see. We're talking about single moms not wanting to date guys with kids. And she's right about all this stuff, I think. I mean, first of all, you're allowed to date who you want, so I have no problem, you know.
Yeah,
saying what your preference is and sticking with it. Right?
Guys don't want to date women with kids. I get that. And if women don't want to date guys with kids, same deal.
Well, nobody ever questions the guys, which he says here too.
I was a single mom.
Yeah, sideburns could throw the whole thing off.
Now, right.
And was,
you're right.
Yeah, very upfront with men I dated that I didn't want them to have current kids, nor were any kids for us jointly ever to happen in the future. I met my now husband about a decade ago when my kids were a couple years from high school graduation. I hate kids. I love mine. They turned out to be great humans in spite of me, but I hate kids. Mine were twins as a teenager. I suppose they were twins at birth then, huh?
Yeah, probably continue to be twins to this day.
Right. Yeah. So accidents, if you will. No one will ever ask a man why he didn't want to date a woman if she had kids. Not putting that on you guys. You guys are champions for us women.
Some women
don't want to be mommy for someone else. And since we're generally forced into that role whenever kids are around, I think we are sick of the snot-nosed little demons. Right. I was happy when my kid told me, my kids? She says kids.
I think she means one of them.
Yeah, I think she means one.
She was gay. One less chance of having any grandchildren running around.
It's not
one
true,
day.
By the way. She still have a kid. Right. She totally have a kid.
Love you guys.
She really doesn't like kids.
Every day.
She's got an incubator. She can have a kid, you know. So,
by the way, I don't know why this shocked me, but it kind of shocked me yesterday. It was 50 years ago yesterday that women could get a credit card without a man signing for it.
That's only 50 years?
Years. Yeah, 50 years only ago. 1974. It's in the
man.
Equal now, credit now, something.
There weren't a lot of credit cards back then either.
74.
There weren't a lot. People have credit cards. My parents never had a credit card. Well, they did. My dad did later on in probably the mid-80s. But, that just wasn't a thing back then. But still, that just shows how, well, they're trying to. If that was up now, they'd probably say no. One party in this country would say no to that. Yeah. And even the women in that party would say no.
They might use that credit card to get an abortion.
they might use that
on health control.
Yeah. You're right. Thank you, Tracy. You're right. We'll still continue to talk about that, too, by the way. It was a woman. I guess the story was yesterday that women that our moms don't want to date guys with kids.
Some. Not all.
Not all. Right,
but,
right.
You know, that faction of people exists.
Right, exactly.
She made the good point of taking on the motherly role for their kids. It's a lot of extra work.
Exactly. You know, Christy kind of put herself in that role.
I remember a buddy of mine who had a kid. He ended up adopting his wife's kid, too, but they had a baby together, and he said, he goes, I like my kid, but I hate kids. He goes, I hate kids. I know a lot of people like that. They just hate kids.
I've got a buddy who inherited some kids and then had, you know, some of the of his own, and right. He's like, I love my kids, and yeah. But well,
no,
those,
no, he didn't. No,
those
he
other
didn't
ones
hate,
are
no. My buddy didn't hate his the one he had adopted. He hated, oh. He hates other. He just hates kids.
So he didn't like the steps, but he likes his own.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know
yeah.
who you're talking about. You just said that out loud in the.
I didn't say anybody's name.
I know.
I didn't
know,
say anybody's name.
All right, he's listening though. I'm sure.
Possible.
Well, he knows it, right? He's the one that told you that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay,
and I'm sure that's not. I'm sure that's a common tale.
Well, hate is a strong word.
Yeah.
You might not have the actual love for them deep down, but I'm guessing you do. I mean, Todd raised you know his stepkids, so he was there for them the whole time. So he obviously cares about those kids. You know,
it would suck to hate kids in general. They're everywhere.
Well, you just don't have to if you don't deal with them. I guess you know you're not if you're not a teacher or a you know they are everywhere. Yeah. Hating him doesn't mean you punch him.
No.
Get out of here, no. Kids.
It just means they're the bane of your existence.
Yeah.
Well, and thankfully, I've never had myself in this situation, but you hear that blended families present a lot of issues.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. I mean, in many different ways.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not judging anybody who ends up in that situation and.
No, not at all.
You know, finds themselves.
Could happen to anybody. Could happen to anybody, man.
You know, I don't really like that kid. It's not mine.
And the issues don't necessarily go away. Well,
sometimes
when
you have a problem.
Everybody grows up.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you're pissed at your own kid, too.
Oh, sure.
And you're forced to love them, and you're still mad at them, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're your blood.
That's got to be.
If they're
be
not
tough.
Your blood, you might be mad at them and then think, I hate that dad.
I think it's fine.
And also, this is also a choice here.
Yes.
With the new one.
Yes. It is a new one. It is a choice, right?
Like, call your dad, kid.
No, I think it's fine to say it, but even about your own children, I love you, but right now I really don't like you.
Right.
You know? That's fine.
For the people that hate kids, they used to be kids.
Yeah, but you know, I totally understand that sentiment. They just don't like kids. And I've heard a lot of people say that. Not that they're mean to them. They just don't like kids.
Don't like them.
Yeah. And choosing not to have their own, I mean, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. That's great, actually. Right?
There's some really militant anti-breeders, though.
Oh, yeah.
One of our emails us all the time. Yeah, she does.
She does.
I mean, fine. She's good not having kids. I love it. Yeah, but she's always, she does hammer the breeders, doesn't she? You'll see it on her social media, right? Yeah. You breeders. Yeah. They want to have kids. Let them go, man. You know.
Oh, here's another email.
One thing, kids are expensive. So if you're actually thinking about it and you want to actually have money ever.
They cost a lot of money.
That was my main argument for let's stop at one.
Yeah.
These things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Santosh listens to us in Southern California. It's weird when Puss is cussing because I don't think he's ever cussed.
Day, every day, off the air.
He's a good Villisca boy there.
You guys only get the one period of the time of day where I don't.
Good axe-wielding Villisca boy.
Yeah, exactly.
One time.
He celebrates murder.
One time.
Yeah, you should hear what he says about those kids off the air.
Yeah, you talk about somebody who hates kids.
It's Villisca.
Yeah, an axe murderer.
They celebrate, the whole town, they celebrate him dying. I didn't think about that.
It's supposed to be weird for kids there.
Have any idea how much money Villisca brings in with axe murder tourism?
It's $600 got to be the upper three figures every year.
$600.
But it is the most touristy thing in town.
It's the only touristy thing in town.
Yeah. Otherwise, why would people come visit Villisca?
No, there's no reason.
Though. If you're a kid growing up there, you're saying, hey, they celebrate bashing kids' heads in here.
Do you still have the sign that says it's the pork capital of Southwest Iowa?
Yeah, nobody goes there for that.
That's a self-appointed title and doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, it's just like nobody goes to Rugby, North Dakota to see that big monument. That
it's
says
the butt of an axe capital, too, by the way.
Geographical center of North America.
No, nobody did. No.
The much disputed geographical center of North America.
Yeah, much disputed is a lot to put on the sign.
Yeah. Plus, you know, if you're disputing that, just call Todd. Nobody else cares. Dickie Betts passed away. People had him. No leaderboard change. And Aaron Weber, comedian Aaron Weber, and Zach Townsend are going to stop in later on.
Attractions like that, they don't say, like, probably the biggest ball of twine.
No,
but when it comes to...
This is the biggest.
When it comes to geography...
Why'd you bring this back up, Nick? He's talking about the geographical center of North America.
They've made a lot of adjustments. The geographical center of North America is like south of where rugby is.
Then I read the other day
they're readjusting the elevation of a lot of 14,000-foot mountains in Colorado.
Oh, son of a bitch.
They used crude methods back in
the day.
How'd
that keep you up all night, probably?
This is 13,999 now. Yeah, get it off the list.
All right. That'd be Todd and all his geek Facebook friends here, I'm sure.
And the Four Corners area, you know, where Utah, Arizona, and Colorado, and what else is in there? New Mexico meet?
Right. Yeah.
That's not in the right spot either.
Oh.
Although, if you stand in the Four Corners area, you can smoke legal weed in three of those, but not Utah.
Do the cops just stand in the other corner waiting for somebody to step over?
What if you stand in one of those corners and shoot somebody? You murder somebody.
I think that's
now.
Just,
you said since it's not accurate, is it still in New Mexico where you're killing somebody?
Probably.
I mean, you pick the corner that doesn't have the death penalty.
That's what you would do.
Whatever that one is. You know, that might be none of those. Right?
Maybe New Mexico. Maybe Colorado.
Oh, Colorado probably did the death penalty. Okay. You pick the corner without the death penalty and you shoot them. Okay.
Although my advice to anyone who's in that area is don't bother.
Yeah.
Unless you want to go see it.
Yeah. But don't bother.
Come on back Friday.